John Wallen on Hot 91.9.
Bring on the action. It's Hot Sport time. Welcome on board Joburg's hottest Hot 91.9. You're with me, John Walland. Stand by for the best in sporting interviews and the best in old school and R&B on Joburg's hottest Hot 91.9. To all our streaming audience, welcome on board on the platform www.hot919.co.za. Taking centre stage, what a great honour this is. Former St John's boy, Joburg-born cricketer, Devon Conway. Devon is making great strides playing for the New Zealand cricket team. And who could ever forget Devon when he was 25 years of age? A promising South African cricketer who smashed 205 runs for Gauteng in his final first-class innings of the 2016-2017 season. That was at the Bull Ring. He sent his cricket CV to Auckland and Wellington clubs, and in September of 2007, sold his car, his three-bedroom house in Bedford View, and booked his tickets to New Zealand. He arrived in Wellington with his partner Kim. He found accommodation and they started their new life. What a great story. Welcome to Hot Sport, Devon.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, John. It's awesome to hear from you guys again and be a part of the show.
It's been absolutely fantastic watching you in your career. I know that you arrived at St John's in grade 8 from King Edward Prep School on a sports bursary. And your cricket coach at St John's, Mr Norris, recalled remembering asking why you wanted to come to St John's. And your response was that you wanted to play cricket at the highest level and get a good education. And he just described you as being a gentleman with absolute steely determination. I think that about sums it up, doesn't it, Dev?
Oh, that's very kind of Mr. Knight to say those things about me. But yeah, he's certainly right. I definitely wanted to go to St. John's College. You know, I thought it's a beautiful school, as you can see by the structure, and it's got a lot of history. And it was a great honor to go to the school. They gave me the best opportunity to progress in the career that I wanted to choose, and I'm pretty grateful to be a scholar at St. John's.
St. John's has certainly produced big-name sports stars like yourself, Devon. I look at Scott Spedding, who I've spoken to on the show, French rugby, Chris Froome, I've also chatted to, Tour de France a winner. But what is it about Nash House, Dev? You all came from the same boarding house, Nash House. In fact, from what I can understand, You all had the same matric room in the boarding house right next to the housemaster's study.
Yeah, I think, you know, they breathe tough there at Nash House. I think our sort of housemaster, Mr. Sean Wilson, I can't really call him by his first name, I have to call him Mr. Wilson, you know, always sort of looked after us really well and made sure that we were always sort of striving and pushing hard in whatever facets we were choosing. You know, I think Scott Spedding, obviously he was a really incredible rugby player. And Chris Froome, I think he was cycling heaps in and around St. John's College through his time. So, yeah, we're very grateful to have, you know, awesome housemasters looking after us at Nash House, and it's a pretty cool house to be a part of and very cool school to be a part of too.
We'll chat about Mr. Wilson in a short while, but you certainly are a talented sportsman. You played in the provincial Gauteng under 18A hockey side. I think that was in grade 11, but then you chose not to play any provincial hockey in matric, rather focusing on cricket. But congratulations on getting honours for both hockey and cricket. As far as Mr. Norris is concerned, Mr. Adrian Norris, the cricket coach, he sent me through some incredible stats, Dev, highlighting your impressive school performances between 2006 and 2009. He's described your family as a great one, unbelievable parents, solid, you as well, a well-rounded human being. And you know what really touched me a lot was the fact that your mom kept all those stats for you. You know, parents play such a big role in our lives, you know, at school level, on the sporting field. But how incredible was that, that she put all those impeccable school stats together? Your mom, Sandy.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I'm very grateful for my family. You know, my parents, obviously very, very supportive. As you say, my mom, Sandy, she was very engaged in my career and managed to keep track of all my schooling records. So very grateful for that. They never ever missed any games. They're always there on the sidelines, always cheering me on, you know, helping me through those tough patches as every cricketer will go through. And then obviously a lot of credit would go to my two other sisters. You know, they were very supportive. I mean, I think it started from such a young age where they, you know, we're playing backyard cricket, and you know, I happened to bat a fair bit in the backyard, and they weren't, you know, getting too upset with that. But yeah, very supportive group, and I'm very grateful that they've been there, you know, for me. I think I probably wouldn't have reached the goals that I wanted to if I didn't have their support and their backing. So, yeah, I think I'm very grateful, and a lot of credit to go to them.
Big shout out to parents, Dad Denton and Mom Sandy. I was looking at those stats as well, Devin. When you played first team cricket from the end of grade 8, you scored 100 against Randburg School in your first game. You toured Maritzburg College. You played in a pre-season festival in January. And as a 14-year-old, you scored 100 on that infamous Goldstones field, and you needed 6 to win, and you hit 4. And I suppose you could never forget Mr. Norris saying to you how he commented on a fantastic innings, and you responded by saying, "Well, we lost." Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I think those are great memories. Oh, you know, I incredible. Think the times going to Maritzburg College was just, it was special. I think, you know, realistically, when I was 14, having the opportunity to play first team cricket, I was a pretty small guy growing up. I'm still pretty small at this present moment. But, like, you know, for me to hit a 6 to win the game was always going to be a tough ask. So it's a good memory. And, yeah, I'm pretty disappointed that we lost that day, but good memories.
I was just looking at your latest stats, equally impressive, averaging 91 in T20s for New Zealand, scores of 41, 65 not out, 5, 63 and now 99 not out since making your debut in November. You made that 69 not out, 91 not out and 93 not out. Unbelievable stuff in successive T20 innings for domestic side Wellington before this big match in the opening T20. And I just want to say now, let's get to the real great part. Congratulations, Devin. A truly proud moment for you. An unbeaten 99 of 59 balls, helping your team New Zealand thrash Australia by 53 runs in the opening 2020. This victory, let's put it in perspective, was only New Zealand's second in 9 attempts against Australian T20 cricket. A special moment for you and the team.
Oh, yeah, certainly. It was a pretty special day a couple of days ago, you know, in Christchurch. The first time playing at Hagley Oval under the new floodlights. So it was a cool moment. Obviously, before that game started, we had the 10-year anniversary remembrance of the Christchurch earthquakes that happened. So it was really good to just be a part of that whole day and that experience. And then, as you say, like beating the Aussies, you know, it's a pretty special feeling. I think there's a massive rivalry between the Black Caps and Cricket Australia. So it's great to be a part of it, and I'm sure the rest of the series is going to be just as competitive.
Maths teacher, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Sean Wilson. And, Mr. Wilson pointed out that while at St. John's, you scored 100, you lost, you actually dropped an easy catch. In Matric, you went and wrote your English writing piece on it. You said, quote, "Nobody's fault but mine," which he then told you when you get an international 100, he'll send messages to you. And he said, "Unlucky one run short." Very proud of you, Devin.
Yeah, cheers. No, it's brilliant. I think Mr. Wolf, you know, is always on the phone dropping me messages, and even sent me a little screenshot of the bottom of that essay where I can actually clearly see I wrote at the bottom of the page a 300-word count on that essay. So I'm pretty eager to read that. It's been, 12 years since I've left school. So, yeah, I'm glad that I got the opportunity to write an essay on cricket, because that was probably the only way I'm going to pass that essay. So, yeah, it was just one of those things that Mr. Wolf keeps teasing me with, I suppose.
Well, it's great to see how all that effort has paid off for you now that you're representing the Black Caps. You enjoyed practice. You hit cricket balls as often as you could as a schoolboy. Jimmy Cook, of course, also inspirational, a coach and mentor for you throughout your younger career. I think you played for club cricket for Old Edwardians while you were here in Josie.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, he's been very influential for me in my career. He was probably the first coach to identify me at a young age, and he got me the opportunity to go to King Edward Preparatory School, to a very focused cricketing school, and obviously the likes of Graham Smith, Neil McKenzie, Stephen Cook, his son, Vaughan Pienaar-Stoll, legends of South African cricket, went to that school, so they had a real strong cricketing background, and that allowed me the opportunity to sort of get in with talented players and good coaching. And obviously, going back to Jimmy Cook, he was my private coach throughout those years, and he gave me the foundation to perform at a professional level. And, I've got to give a lot of credit to Jimmy. I still try and keep in touch with him as much as I can. I still try and lean on him for advice, because he's probably one of the guys who knows my batting better than anyone, as he's seen me grow up. Yeah, so he's been very good, and he got me into Old Edwardians and gave me the opportunity to play club cricket, which helped me play against guys above my age group, and it was good to learn from guys who had been playing the strikers level and the Lions level through that. So it was, I'm pretty grateful for Jimmy.
Well, Devin, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you on my show Hot Sport this evening on Joburg's Hottest Hot 91.9. I know Mr. Norris described you as a fantastic human being, wonderful person with strong values, good morals. Mr. Norris was saying he's so pleased that you've been recognized at international level and you deserve all the accolades coming your way. May that all continue to prevail for you. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. You must be looking forward to the series continuing tomorrow in Dunedin.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for your time, John. It's great to hear from you guys again.
And take good care.
Cheers, John.
Thanks for making Hot 91.9 your station of choice. You're with me, John Walland. Joined now on Hot Sport by Springbok legend Skulk Berger. Great catching up with you, Skulker. How's it?
Hot Sport with John Walland on Hot 91.9.